Five out of five federal agencies fall short in meeting the customer service improvements Congress said it had in mind 4 years ago. The Government Accountability Office looked at a selected quintet of agencies to see if they have the necessary elements for high-quality customer service. GAO says all five are missing at least one critical piece of that puzzle, in many cases, including measuring how they're doing in the first place. Chris Mim is Managing Director for Strategic Issues at GAO, and he's here to give us a breakdown of what each agency needs to improve to get better results from their customer service. Hi, Chris. Thanks for coming on Federal News Radio.
Hey. Hi, Jared. It's my great pleasure.
So first, we should probably talk a little bit about what GAO measured, since what we're talking about is what agencies are measuring here. You talk about three broad categories here. I'll just read them quickly. Customer service standards that are easily available to the public, customer service standards that include performance measures, and customer service standards that include targets or goals for performance. Are those specifically laid out in statute in the GPRA Modernization Act, or is that kind of a GAO distillation of what you think Congress was intending?
It's a GAO distillation, but one that I'm very confident is based on first the GPRA Modernization Act and then a series of executive orders that have been issued by administrations, including the one by President Obama, dealing with customer service that have gone back quite a long time. I mean, obviously, President Clinton was the first to really get focused in a very direct way on customer service. And so it's not as though if you went to any legislation that you would find, you know, these 3 points, but we're quite confident that they're the right three. And then when we ran them by the agencies and others, we didn't get any pushback on that. People say that's appropriate. It's basically you set goals, you measure performance, you tell the public how you're doing. Pretty intuitive stuff at that level.
Okay. Fair enough. So the five agencies that you measured in this particular, or I guess it's six components. It's Customs and Border Protection, it's the Forest Service, Federal Student Aid, the National Park Service, and two VA components, the VBA and the Veterans Group Life Insurance. The one, just to pick on one that no one did particularly well on, was having customer service standards that are easily publicly available, which seems pretty basic. And out of those agencies, only CBP did that. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, I interrupted.
I was just going to ask, did you have any clear insight into why 4 years after this legislation was passed, that particular aspect of the Modernization Act doesn't seem to be taken too seriously?
I would agree with you. This was the most puzzling aspect for us because, as you said, it's also, in a sense, the easiest and most obvious.
Right.
We did find that CBP is actually a model in this regard, and that is that you can see the pledge that they've made, and then we had some quibbles about whether or not their goals and measuring performance, but they have a pledge to the 380 million people that come into ports each year that they have to do inspections on. It's available at the 380 or so different places where you come into the United States. It's available on the website in a very prominent way. All that is very good stuff, and it helps the public understand what can they expect. It's a reasonable level of performance from CBP when they interact. You know, our concern with other agencies, even those that were doing a fairly good job, you know, VBA is actually doing a real good job in terms of setting goals and measuring performance and really working internally the performance information. Our point to them is, guys, you're doing a nice job. Tell the public how you're doing so that they can see and they, in a sense, they can both be informed and, in a sense, validate that, yeah, you're measuring the right things the right way. This is how we, the public, would characterize as a successful interaction with VBA. That's the next critical step, and that's the one that's missing pretty much across the board.
Let's spend another minute or two, if you would, on that public accessibility piece. Why is that important? I mean, if agencies are doing a good job of at least setting out their own goals and internally talking about how they're meeting them, why is it important for the public to have good insight into that?
It's important for a couple of reasons. First, it's important just from the standpoint of transparency that citizens that are going to interact with their government, it's important that they have an understanding of what is reasonable for them to be expecting in terms of service quality and timeliness and the rest, and that it's reasonable for them to a reasonable expectation that citizens have about, geez, well then how is government doing with my tax dollars on that? So it's one is a transparency aspect on that. Second, though, is one it's that validation. inflection point. It's that, you know, here's how we're measuring our performance, the agency says. Here's how we're defining customer satisfaction. It allows the citizens to say, in a sense of, or make a judgment of, hold on, they're not necessarily defining that the right way. And this is where the public reporting, in a sense, circles back into the goal-setting aspect on that. One of the first steps of setting the goals is that you want to sit down with the public and say to them, what are your characterizations of a successful interaction with this agency? These five agencies that we picked were among a relatively small set of agencies that have the most direct citizen contact with, or contact directly with citizens. And so if, you know, these are very important agencies in the sense that they're the ones that interact with citizens. They can make big improvements on sitting down with citizens and say, tell us what a successful interaction is. We'll set goals on that. We'll measure performance based on that. And then we'll go ahead and publicly report to you how we're doing.
One other thing that jumped out to me about the report is that you found that everybody basically at least has some kind of mechanism for the public to complain or offer comments if it feels like it's not getting it, if members of the public don't feel like they're getting the appropriate level of service. But those concerns aren't necessarily brought to the people who could do anything about them or analyzed in a meaningful way, right?
Right, and that can be a big issue, is that, you know, in many cases, these customer comment cards are things that are just, you know, talking about a local level. National Park Service mentioned, you know, and there were a couple of cases where, you know, a citizen, this is exactly what you want these comment cards for, had written in and said, hey, there's some problems with the walkway here. There was a loose step where the cement has come loose. They said, that's great stuff. We can go in. They can correct it. That's a localized problem, and that's, you know, appropriate for the local level. Our concern was is that there's a series of issues, or one would assume that there's a series of issues that aren't just local. That is, that it would help an agency at a headquarters level or a regional level pinpoint of, do we have a more cross-cutting problem here? In other words, you know, not to back to my park service, is that if you have dozens and dozens of complaints across many different parks of people saying, geez, there's a problem with basic infrastructure, that tells the park service, in this case, something it already knows, that deferred maintenance is an issue and that, you know, that it's something that they need to be on top of. And so our concern was is that things that are at the local level, that's fine to keep them at the local level, but you also need to have mechanisms to elevate things that are appropriately elevated to a regional or at times even a national level. One other thing that's very important to keep in mind in all this is that, you know, while we focused on five particular agencies here and as you mentioned, had some issues with each of the five, there's no evidence that we've seen that any other agency would have done particularly that much better. We had done a survey of federal managers as part of other work that we had done, asking them about the availability of different types of performance information, including customer service information, and there hasn't been a statistically significant increase in the reported availability of that information since we first did the survey in 1997. We most recently did it in 2013, and still only about 50% of managers say that they have, to a very great extent, that they have access to that type of information. If they don't have access to that information, they can't use it to make program improvements.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up that survey data. That's a really important point. So just to finish up on this, we're kind of 4 years into this push, or this latest legislative push for better customer service performance from Congress. But as you point out, this has become a major priority in the past year or so for OMB. They've made it a cross-agency priority goal. Can you tell whether that's going to provide the impetus to actually start to make some meaningful changes in agencies?
It's early, but we're certainly very hopeful on this, is that it's, you know, the first important signal that it is a cross-agency priority goal. There are goal leaders assigned to that, and so they need to be kind of working that issue. There's been the establishment of a community of practice, you know, among federal agencies on that. Perhaps the most promising aspect on this, and we'll have to all see how it plays out, is that the budget guidance that OMB sent out for the FY16 budget, the one the agencies are working on with OMB now and will come out in February, called for the 15 agencies that have the largest amount of direct citizen contact to be explicitly discussing how citizen feedback and citizen interactions helped frame their budget request. Now, because of the absence of data, it's going to be questionable how much they're going to be able to speak about how much citizen feedback really informed that. But at least that's a very clear signal. We need to see follow-through, but a very clear signal from OMB that, hey, we're going to be looking at how you're using customer feedback and service quality measures in order to drive budget decisions. If they carry through on that, that will send obviously very powerful and unambiguous messages.